We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavya ben Menachem, Rishem Chav Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We're in Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. In the previous Mishnahs, we spoke about a case where someone walked into the Beis HaMikdash or ate Karbanos when he had a Yediya at the beginning and at the end and in Helen Ben Tayim. That's where we said that that's the classic case where you bring the Karban Olah of the Yored. We spoke about where there was a Yediya at the beginning but no Yediya at the end. We spoke about where there was a Yediya at the end and not a Yediya at the beginning. Our Mishnah here is going to discuss where you don't have both. If you have someone who had no awareness at all, not at the beginning, so that means he, let's think it was a tinok shenishba, and therefore didn't even realize what he was doing and who he came in contact with the sheretz, let's say. Or let's say you have a person who just didn't know, or the different interpretation, just didn't know he became tameh. And he didn't know there was no Yediyah at the end. He never figured it out. So such a person, obviously did an Aveira. He was tummy. He walked into the Beis HaMikdash as someone who was tummy. He did it b'shogeg. You have someone who walked into the Beis HaMikdash or someone who ate karbanos when he was tummy. So it was tummy b'shogeg, but you normally have to bring a karban for that. But he has no idea. So how does he, such a person, achieve kapara? So Mishra says, Al she'ein ba yidia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, si'irei ha'rigolim u'si'irei roshei chadashim mechaprim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So we have this si'irim that we bring, the goats that we bring on the regolim from the musaf. It says, let's say you si'ir chatas ha'chad l'chaper aleichem, that's regarding Pesach, or Chag Shavuos. It says, si'ir izem ha'chad l'chaper aleichem, this is all in Parshas Pinchas. And Sukkot it says, u'si'ir izem ha'chad chatas, for each and every day. So that is, or it says, u'si'ir chatas echad. So for all the regolim, there are goats that are brought as a karban musaf. That will atone for the person who walked into the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah or ate karbanos b'tumah when there was no yediyah at the beginning and no yediyah at the end. And si'irei rosh chodeshim as well. Their rosh chodesh, we speak about also in Parshas Pinchas, u'si'irei zemechad l'chatas. They're all going to be mechaper on this shogeg. The Gemara explains why Rabbi Yehuda holds this way. The pasuk regarding si'irei rosh chodesh says, l'chatas l'ashem. What's l'chatas l'ashem? Chet she'ein makir bo ela Hashem, yehei si'ir zeh mechaper. The fact that it says chatas l'ashem, it means there's a chet that's just recognized by Hashem, and the person never knew about it, not at the beginning and at the end. So then l'chatas l'ashem, this si'ir, l'chatas of Rosh Chodesh, will achieve kapara for this person, where there's no yediyah at the beginning and no yediyah at the end. And we compare, that's only regarding Rosh Chodesh, it says l'chatas Hashem. But we make a hekesh, a comparison between the Se'irim of the Regalim, the Musafim of the Regalim, and the Se'ir of Rosh Chodesh. Because it says U'si'ir, U'si'ir, and U'si'ir is there as a that Vav is Mosif al-Inyan Rishon, is there to connect and add and say, Ma Se'irei Roshei Chodeshim, Einon Mechapin Ela Al She'ein Ba Yediyah lo b'tchila l'bosof. The Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Testament Bay says, just like Siros Chodesh, is mechaper on where there's no Yediyah at the beginning of the end, because l'chatas Hashem. So to af si'irei harigolim, ain on mechaperim elo al she'en bo Yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. They're mechaper as well, that extra vav, u'si'ir, chatas, etc., is there, u'si'ir is emechad chatas, is there to teach us that comparison. So, si'irei shechadoshim and si'irei regolim are mechaper for the person where there's no Yediyah at the beginning, no Yediyah at the end. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, si'irei harigolim and mechaperin, avol si'lo si'irei roshei chadoshim. Rabbi Shimon says, for the person who has no Yediyah at the beginning, no Yediyah at the end of his tumah, and walk into the Beis HaMikdash bitumah or a Karbanos bitumah, yes, the Si'irei HaRegolim, the Musafim of the three Shalosh Regolim, will be Mechapir, but not the Si'ir of Rosh Chodesh. Va'alma Si'irei Roshei Chodeshim Mechapirin. So then what purpose do they serve? What kapara, the Si'irei Rosh Chodesh, what do they atone for? Al ha-ta'or, ha-ta'or, she'achal es ha-tamei. You have someone who was tahor, who ate Basar Kodesh, Karbanos, that became tamei. And that is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Si'irei regalim are the topic of our mechaper for what we're speaking about in the Mishnah. No yediyah at the beginning, no yediyah at the end. And Roshei Chodeshim are mechaper, not a regular tahor person who ate a carbon that was tummy. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol ha-si'irin kaparasan shaveh, all the Seirim of Musafin, Rosh Chodesh, Regalim, not only that, even the Seir that's Nasa Bachutz on Yom Kippur, that Musaf of Yom Kippur as well, Kapara Sam Shabbat, they're all Mechaper on Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, on all of the potential Tumah of walking into the Beis HaMikdash when you tell me, Eden Karmos when you tell me, which means whether there's no Yediyah at the beginning and the Yediyah at the end. This is the topic of the previous Mishnayos. Whether there's no Yediyah at the beginning or at the end, whether there a person is Tahor who ate Tamei, in all of these cases, it's going to be Mechaper. Obviously, if you have Yediyah at the beginning, Yediyah at the end, so then that you're going to bring Korban Lev Yoreid. But the other cases, all of these Korbanos, Seirei Rosh Chodeshim, and the Seirim of the Shalosh Regalim, and even the Musaf of Yom Kippur, the Seir of the Musaf of Yom Kippur is Mechaper as well. Why is this important? The nafka mina is, let's say a person became tameh between one Korban Musaf and the other. So I want to know, did I achieve kapara in the interim? So according to, if you're telling me only the Seirei, let's say Regalim, are going to be mechaper, so you have to wait till the regel. But let's say a Yom Kippur pass, so then you achieve kapara with that Yom Kippur Korban, depending on the type of tameh that you had. The Seir Anaz Bifnim, though, on Yom Kippur, that's the one of the two goats. That's where we sprinkle the blood inside, even according to Rabbi Meir, who says all the Seirim take care of all Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Not that Seir. That is going to be Tola, if you remember. That is going to protect the person who had Yediyah at the beginning and no Yediyah at the end, and will afford him the protection until hopefully he'll find out about it, and then he'll bring the Korban Lev Yoreid. The Braisa, the Gemara brings in Shavuos on Daf Yud Aman Aleph, Umode Rabbi Meir, B'Seir Anasa Bifnim, Shu Eino Mechaper Kaparason, V'Ein Eino Mechaper Kaparaso. What does that mean? Hu Eino Mechaper Kaparason, Kapara Achas Mechaper, V'Eino Mechaper Shtei Kaparos. Which means it doesn't serve the purpose of taking care of all these different types of Tumah to atone for all of these sins. It's only one. And hein ein mechapin kapara so. Why is that so? Our makra, the pasuk says, achas bashana. Kapara zu lo tehe el achas bashana. This type of kapara for the to protection of Yediyah at the beginning and no Yediyah at the end, and to afford that protection till the point where hopefully you find out about it. If not, then Misa is going to be Mechapara. Afterwards, you automatically get Kapara. So such a person, this is only potentially once a year. So once a year, obviously, could only be, can't be Shalosh Regalim. If we're speaking about with the other types of Yediyos, the other types of Kapara, so then that you have Seirim of Shalosh Regalim, and Rosh Chodesh take care of that, according to Rabbi Meir. So but what type of Kapara is only Achas Bashana? That's where the Yediyah at the beginning, and it's Tola until the Yediyah at the end. Haya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seirei. So we had Rabbi Yehuda, we had Rabbi Shimon, and now the Gemara continues. Haya Rabbi Shimon Omer, and we had Rabbi Meir rather. And Rabbi Shimon was the one who said that the Seirei Regalim Amechaper on no Yediyah at the beginning, no Yediyah at the end, but Seirei Rosh Chodeshim Amechaper on a Tahor that eats Tamei. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Haya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seirei Rosh Chodeshim Mechaper al Torah She'ochal Asatami, V'shel Regalim Mechaper al She'ein Bo Yediyah Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof, V'shel Yom HaKippurim. And this is an addition to Rabbi Shimon, the Seir of Musaf of Yom Kippur, Mechaper al She'ein Bo Yediyah B'tchila, Avol yesh bo yediyah besof. Well, there's no yediyah at the beginning, but there is yediyah at the end. That's the korban musaf. That's the mizbeach achitzon korban musaf of Yom Kippur takes care of that. Amru lo. So the chacham said to Rabbi Shimon, mahu sheyikavu ze bazeh. Let's say, can you be makiv one on the other? What does that mean? Let's say you lost the seir that was separated for Yom Kippur with the korban musaf. And you used a different korban instead. And now, all of a sudden, you find that seir that was lost for Yom Kippur, you find it on the regel, or you find it on Rosh Chodesh. Could you be makrib that seir on the regular Rosh Chodesh? Amar lahem, yikavu, that's perfectly okay. Amar lo, they said to him, ho ilein kapara son shava, hech karevim zebazeh. But if you're telling me that you don't hold like Rabbi Meir said they're all kapara is the same, so okay, if you lost the seir on this at this time, you can use it for another time, because they're all it's mechaper for the same things. But according to you, Rabbi Shimon, where the non-mechaper, the seir Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on Torah that itame, and the seir HaRegalim is mechaper mechaper on no yediyah at the beginning, no yediyah at the end. And the Musaf of Yom Kippur is mechaper on there is no yediyah at the beginning, but there is yediyah at the end. So according to you, all the karbanos are mechaper for different things. So if the seir is lost, let's say on Yom Kippur, and I now find it, let's say on Sukkot a few days later, and I used a different one for Yom Kippur. Now I have this one that I set aside for Yom Kippur. Can I use it on Sukkot? Why is that okay? It's the kapara that it achieves is different. So therefore, hey, hoel vein kapara son shava hey craven zebaz, eh? So answer amalahen. So he responds, Rabbi Shimon said to Chachamim, kulon ba'in lechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. In the end of the day, all the serum come to atone for someone who entered into the Beis HaMikdash B'tumah or ate Karbanos B'tumah. And since in that sense the idea is the same, it's true, different types, you know, yediya here, yediya there, but nonetheless, you'd be able to use the seir that was set aside for one for something else. Perek Aleph Mishnah, hey. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon generally is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So he's Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, quoting the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai of the previous Mishnah. Si'irei Roshei Chodoshim. Mechapin ala tohor sha'achal asatami. So this we know already. The goats of Rosh Chodesh atone for the person who was tohor, who ate b'shogeg basar kodesh tameh. Mosif alem shorugolim. In addition, added on to that are the goats of the shalosh rugolim shemechaprin ala tohor sha'ach ala satame ve'al she'ein ba yidia lo betchila v'lo basof. What he's saying is that we know from the previous Mishnah that the shalosh rugolim se'irim are mechaprin for the according to Rabbi Shimon are mechaprin only for the where the person doesn't have a yidia at the beginning and no yidia at the end. But here he's pointing out that the so we have the Roshei Chodashim, which are mechaper for of Torah Dei Tamei, and the Regalim, he says, are not only mechaper for the person who didn't have Yediyah at the beginning and no Yediyah at the end, but it's also mechaper for the Torah that ate Tamei. And Mosif Aleim, in addition to that, is Shel Yom HaKippurim, Shehein Mechaprin Ala Torah She'ach Ala Satameh, like the Shirei Rosh HaKadoshim, V'al She'ein Bo Yediyah Lo B'Tchila Bo Sof, like the Se'irim of the Regalim, V'al She'ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, Aval Yesh Yediyah Bo Sof. So here, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda quotes, it says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon of the previous Mishnah, it's not just that, let's say, for example, the Sirei Regalim, mechapir for the person didn't have Yediyah at the beginning and Yediyah at the end. No, it's mechapir for that which Rosh Chodesh is mechapir for as well, a Torah Tameh. And the Musaf of Yom Kippur, you think it's only mechapir for the person who didn't have Yediyah at the beginning but had Yediyah at the end. No, it's mechaper for all the other things as well. Torah Tameh, like Rosh Chodesh, and no Yediyah at the beginning, no Yediyah at the end, like Regalim. And in addition to those two, it's also mechaper for a third thing, which is no Yediyah at the beginning, and yes, Yediyah at the end. So, Amru Lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Shimon, Ma'u Sheikibu Zebazeh. So, same question. Can you be makriv one seer on the other? Amalem Hain, he said, yes. Amalo im Kain, Yehushal Yom HaKippurim, Kraven B'Roshei Chodoshim, Aval Hech Shal Roshei Chodoshim, Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim. So, based on our mystery, they said like this. It makes sense, according to you, that you could, if you set aside something for Rosh Chodesh, let's say, or for Rosh Chodesh, I can use that. I could, if I set aside Yom Kippur, rather, I can use that for Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because the Yom Kippur Seir, we said, is mechaper for all three Averos. So if I set aside a Seir for Yom Kippur, and it was lost, and I used a different one in its place, and now I find it, and I want to use it for Rosh Chodesh, that's perfectly okay. Because the Seir for Yom Kippur would be mechaper for all three Averos, including that which Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for, which is Tahur Tameh. But how could it be that a Seir Rosh Chodesh that's lost, and now is found, can be used is the Musaf of Yom Kippur. The Musaf of the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is designated for Rosh Chodesh for only for the kapara of someone who's Tamei, who ate, someone who's Tahor rather, ate or Karbanos, that's Tamei, Basar Tamei. But it does not mechaper for all the other things. So how could I use that for Yom Kippur? Says, so once again, Aval Heich, Shel Rosh Chodeshim, Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim, Lechaper Kapara She'ena Shela, because the Seir Rosh Chodesh is not mechaper on that which Yom Kippur is mechaper. It's mechaper on Torah Dei Tameh, but that's it. Amar Lahen, same answer the previous Mishnah. Kulan Barin Lechaper al Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshav. At the end of the day, all the Sfirim are there. The general rule, the general objective of them, of course, is to atone for Shigigas Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshav, where a person Mishogeg, a Kabbalah towards Tame, walked through the base, everything is what he was Tame. Therefore, the specifics with nuances, we don't have to worry about the details of which type of Kapara it achieves, that we don't have to worry about. You can use this Seir that was lost and now found for a different, for a Kapara, because it's basically the same idea.